I realized that at the end of a festival, and I was thinking what I could discuss today as a subject that is valuable for your spiritual advancement, and I will speak about confidence. It's called Nishchayat in Rupa Goswami's language. I think you would say in German language Selbstvertrauen, which is like a secure, safe feeling that yes, it is possible for me, although there are many obstacles in my life, to move forward with strength. I think many of us are suffering from a low self-esteem, which, as you will see as the lecture goes on, is, I think, due to a lack of faith, really. And, when our faith is very strong, then it is possible for us to move very strong. I know it's a deep subject, and at the end of a festival, when we have heard so much already, it's a little... I will make it a very, very, very happy lecture. Good. Yes, good. Jayadadha Madhava Kunyavi Adhi Jayadatha Madhava Kunya Vihadi Gopi jana vallava girivara dani Gopi jana valla Vahiri Bharat Hari Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana So danana raja janaranjana Jamuna tira vana chari Jamuna tira vana chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chani. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, a little louder, please. Yes. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhu Para, Jaya Prabhu Para, Prabhu Para Chila, Prabhu Para. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We are reading this morning from the sixth canto, please help me, chapter 14, first what?
One.
Okay. Shri Parikshit uvacha. Rajastamasvabhavasya. Brahman vritta. Brahman vritrasya papmana.
Brahman vritrasya papmana.
Narayane Bhagavati.
Narayane Bhagavati.
Katham asitridamati. Shri Parikshit uvacha. Rajastamasvabhavasya. Brahman vrittasya papmanaha. Narayane Bhagavati. Katam asidridamatihi. Shri Parikshit uvacha. Rajastamasvabhavasya. Brahman vritasya papmana. Narayane Bhagavati. Katam asit dridamati. Yes, please. Someone else.
Shri Parikshit uvacha.
Vaishnavi maybe, or some Vaishnavis?
Shri Parikshit uvacha.
Parikshit uvacha. King Parikshit inquired, Rajaha, of the mode of passion, Dhammaha, and of the mode of ignorance, Sabhavasya, having a nature. Brahman, O learned Brahmana, Vritasya of Vritrasura, Pabmanaha, who was supposedly sinful, Narayane, in Lord Narayan, Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Katam, how asit, was there, Dridha, very strong, Matihi, consciousness. Translation. King Parikshit inquired from Shukadev Goswami, O learned Brahmana, demons are generally sinful, being obsessed with the modes of passion and ignorance. How then could Vritrasura have attained such exalted love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan? Are you familiar with the context in which this verse is spoken? Maybe it helps a little, maybe just get a little context here. Shukadev Goswami had just explained this extraordinary events around Vritrasura's birth, activities, and death. And to make it very brief, at the end of his life, although during his birth and during his activities, he had acted just like a demon. I mean, really like a heavy demon who controlled the entire universe with his demoniac power. At the end of his life, he had just prayed the most beautiful prayers of absolute surrender to Krishna, that Indra, who had confronted him in battlefield, felt, my God, this person whom I have just flawed, also zum Boden gebracht, this person is a great saint. So Parikshit, and he had to really, it is said, Indra had really murdered a saint, and as a result of this, he was afflicted by sinful reactions. He really had to suffer. This was in the last chapter, chapter 13 it was described. So now Parikshit says, well, can we please stop the katha for a moment here? Normally, he says, demons who are sinful are obsessed with the mode of passion. So tell me, how could Vritrasura have attained such exalted love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he spoke these prayers? And actually, he went back to Godhead. It was seen by everyone that his soul left. I mean, those who could see spiritual things, not everyone. But it was clear he went back. So here's Prabhupada's purport. In this material world, everyone is obsessed with the modes of passion and ignorance. However, unless one conquers these modes and comes to the platform of goodness, there is no chance of one's becoming a pure devotee. This is confirmed by Lord Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita. Yesham tvantagatam papam jnananam punyakarmanam te tvantva moha nirmukta Bhajanti Mantrita Vrata. Translation: persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. Since Vritasura was among the demons, Maharaj Parikshit wondered how it was possible for him to have become such an exalted devotee. So, I have a very young listener. Prabhuji, I think I will not be able to entertain your child today. I think it's your duty to do so. So maybe we have a playground for children. Maybe you want to...
We're just going out. We're listening to the sloka, now we're going out.
Acha, acha. Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you for coming to our temple. Thank you very much. So he is here putting the cushions away. Good. Fine. Yes. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskajade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes. Here a question is asked, which I think appears in a slightly different form also in our lives. When we want to understand another person's life and also our lives, we need to understand this, I would call it the length and depths of our existence. Here, Parikshit could not understand how is it that this demon acted like the most exalted Mahapurusha, the greatest personality. So you can only understand this if you see what was happening in his past life. He was actually a great devotee before entering this demoniac birth. And he and his devotional qualities just took over after some time, and he acted as the greatest devotee. So, imagine you are in a movie and you see someone, you have not seen the movie from the beginning, you are entering, let us say, in the midst after, I don't know how long these movies are, let us say it's a movie which is 3 hours long, I don't know if movies are that long, but you enter after 1.5 hours. You have missed the first part. Then how will you understand what is happening to the main character whose life is depicted in the movie? You will not really understand why he says things the way he says, or why he is all of a sudden coming into a big trouble where the police is after him. You could understand that only if you see the movie from the beginning. So in just the same way, when you look at your life or the life of someone else, and there is something happening which is very difficult for you to understand, it seems so unfair and so unjust, then you need to look back, you know, in the when you were a child, and you need to look even further back when you what you were in your past life, and then all of a sudden, what you experience now makes sense. You know, for instance, in our own circle, we find, or in our community, we find sometimes the things which are very difficult to understand. Why did this super good person had to suffer a divorce? Or why did this other person all of a sudden, you know, was implicated in something very, I don't know, I don't want to give examples from our community because I would hurt the privacy of people, but let us say he's implicated in a criminal thing, you know. Or why all these bad things? Why is this person all of a sudden becoming incredibly rich? You cannot understand this if you look only at this one life. You have to look back in another life. Or for me, it was always very difficult to understand, why do people in Africa, children even, go through so much trouble that they don't have anything to eat? And it doesn't make sense if you look at the one life. You also have to look not just at the length of the existence, you know, the past life and so on. You need to also look at the breaths, depths of the existence. Like, you need to see the body and the mind of this is especially important when you look at devotees and their suffering. The body and the mind can suffer, but Krishna may protect the soul. I had this experience when we left Berlin, you know, where we lived, we came with the whole car was full with wonderful devotees. We left, and I thought I was late because usually I am the one who is very late. Even today, I'm sorry I kept you waiting a little bit because, I'm often late. So I thought I'm late, and everyone has gotten up so early. One of our devotees got up at 3 o'clock to make sure that they would be at the car when we would leave. and I was there. It was 5:10. We wanted to leave at 5, and I still had so much to do before I could leave. So I ran really very fast, with as much speed as I could do to get my red carry-on bag where I have my books in the seminars. And I didn't see the one that my writing table is a little high. There's something before. And I went with the highest speed imaginable. I think I was 240 kilometers an hour, you know, so fast. I ran, bang, full speed against it, and oh, my foot was, I thought, now I've broken my foot, my leg, and my whole body into pieces. And I went on the floor, and I went like, and then I said, why? I need to go. We need to go for pilgrimage. And now I'm on the floor with pain. It's not very nice. So then I remember I was in the car and I did not want everyone to know that I was in so much pain, because then everyone would say, take this cream, take that cream, take this thing. But I noticed, although my body was really in pain, Krishna protected my soul. I thought, who cares? There will be pain for the body and mind. It just happens. It's unavoidable. But I'm an eternal soul, and I'm going now for Krishna's birthday. Then it turned out it was, the pain is intense, but it was, nothing was broken by Krishna's mercy. So I always think, even when devotees go through very much pain, the soul is protected by Krishna. We saw this in our community when Vaishnava Prabhu's wife, Rasamurti, they had been a little bit not so much in contact with our community. They were good devotees, but not so much contact. And then the time of her death came, and immediately Krishna took care of her soul. She came to the devotees. Devotees were around her, helping her to remember spiritual life and Krishna consciousness, and she was assisted. So when you see misery in life or good things in life, don't just judge by the momentary situation which you have. Always consider the length of existence, you know, what happened before, and the depth of existence. That this is, that the soul is experiencing a different scenario than the body and mind. The soul may dance while the body and the mind is experiencing the karmic reactions. This is one subject I wanted to make. Shukadev Goswami now gets this question: how can we understand this? He's a demon. He was fighting the devatas, and I think he must have used magic, because these are celestial beings. How can you fight a demon, a devata, without using magic? I mean, you cannot just box him. He will not receive your boxing. He's not so gross as we are. They're subtle bodies. And he is praying to Krishna, although he was a super demon. Yes, you have to understand the length of his existence and also the depth of his existence. Not that he is, well, in a previous life he experienced this. So Shukadev Goswami will now speak about the great king Chitraketu and how he was sunless and what he experienced in his life, how he lost his son after he got it with great difficulties, and how then he became an exalted being who was traveling in a sky. I don't want to tell you too much, but you have really a wonderful passage in the Bhagavatam before. It's really spannend what will happen now. Absolutely exciting. I wanted to just If you allow me now to change the subject matter, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the times in which we older devotees grew up. Sometimes devotees of your generation, they are coming to us and saying, "Oh, you did so much. You developed this temple and that temple and this and that and so on." I must tell you, this was possible because Prabhupada gave us a deep sense of confidence that anything could be done. He said to us things like, impossible is a word in the dictionary of a non-devotee. Devotees don't know this word. His direct quote is, impossible is the word is a word found in a fool's dictionary. He himself always said what is his source of confidence. Imagine he left when he was almost 70 years old. He left India with absolutely no money. He had 7 rupees or something. No, 40 rupees, which was at that time $7. That was all. But he had so much confidence that he thought, I'm starting a worldwide movement. When he was so poor, he was, I like to say this, and you've heard it many times, he didn't know anyone in New York. He was just going from one station to the end station and back to the end station. He was just did not know where to go. And he once was met by someone in Central Park. Those of you who know New York know this is a beautiful park where you can find good benches and sit and chant. So he was sitting there in the cold winter. Maybe there were a few pigeons sitting around him. And someone came next to him and said, "Oh, Swamiji, you are from India, no?" "Yes, I'm from India." Imagine, he sits there all alone, maybe a few pigeons. "What, you are here in the States?" "Yes." "And what are you doing here?" "You know, we have many temples here and many books are just," and so on. "Oh, yes. Can I go to the temples?" "A little time is separating." He was so confident that, yes, it could be done, a worldwide movement which would spread the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his own Guru Maharaj could be, how do you say, it could be made by him. What a confidence. Let me ask you, where is your level of confidence that you can do? I think I have seen many of you, we often have a lack of confidence, and that is a cause of suffering. With a lack of confidence, we usually live an ordinary life, and when our confidence is very high, our level is very high, somehow, fortune favors the one who is enthusiastic. Also das Glück begünstigt die Enthusiastischen, sagt man. What could be a sign of low self-esteem or low confidence? Well, a classic sign of someone who lacks confidence is that all the time he seeks for validation from outside, that people tell him, "This was good, this is good, this is good about you." He needs validation from outside to feel valuable. Whereas a person who has a strong sense of confidence, he can actually give that validation to others. He can praise people correct way, I mean, and people feel encouraged by his presence. They feel, oh yes, yes, I can do it. My dear devotees, if you want to build up your confidence, you should have someone in your life who sees something good in you and who wants that you excel in your life. That will give you confidence like anything, because we often live with our failures and we are not so confident ourselves. But if someone believes in us, like for instance our loving parents believe in their child, and the child grows up very nice. If the parents, however, don't believe in the child often suffers from low self-esteem and low a lack of confidence. Another classical sign of someone who has low confidence in himself is that when he gets a feedback and gets a little criticized in the feedback, or let us say the person who gives him feedback gives him suggestions maybe how to do better, he becomes defensive. No. Whereas a person who has confidence is very open to feedback. A person who lacks confidence, a classical sign is that he will always stay in his comfort zone. A person who has high confidence in himself or herself is ready to try new things, to take risks, to embrace change, and so on. Anyways, I don't want to get too psychological here. I think you get an idea where you are with your confidence in yourself when you hear these classical definitions. Now, I would like to go to ask you, how can you gain confidence? As we all know, the classical example from the Shastra of someone who was dejected and who lacked confidence was Arjuna. He thought, it is not possible for me to fulfill these high expectations. Do you know that Arjuna was the first choice for the general of the Pandava armies? His brothers relied on him. Also seine Brüder haben ganz und gar auf ihn vertraut. He was the Kshatriya per se. But he could not fight because he lacked confidence that he could do this. We all know that he became so disturbed when he was facing the task ahead, when he looked at the opposite side. There were many, many, many hundreds of thousands of warriors who were confronting mainly him. Everyone knew if we can get Arjuna, the war is over. But so he lacked confidence to enter the battle of Kurukshetra. He was not able to do it. His bow slipped out of his hand. He lost it, so to say. So Krishna wanted to give him confidence. And in the 11th canto, no, this is not canto, chapter, verse 33, Krishna says something which absolutely built Arjuna's spirit up. He said, tasmatvam utishta. Oh, what is the verse? Tasmatvamutishta yasholabhasva jidva shatrun bungshva rajang samriddham majai vaiteni hata puvameva. Listen to this. Nimittamatram bhavasavyasachin. Therefore, Krishna says, therefore, he summarizes one. He says, I have now said many things, but therefore, keep all this in mind. Get up! Prepare to fight and win glory. Conquer your enemies. And afterwards, enjoy a flourishing kingdom. All these people, Arjuna, they are already put to death by my arrangement. And you, O Savyasachi, can be but an instrument in the fight. And Prabhupada, he says, Nimittamatram, just become an instrument. This word is very significant. Listen what he says now. The whole world, that means also Abenteuer, the whole world is moving according to the plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Foolish persons who do not have sufficient knowledge think that nature is moving without a plan. Things are without a plan, and all manifestations are but accidental formations. But this is not true. Everything moves according to plan, and therefore, after Prabhupada continues after a few sentences, Arjuna was refusing to fight, but he was told by Krishna that he should fight it in accordance with the desire of the Supreme Lord. My dear devotees, why are we lacking confidence? It's because we fear one thing. Can any one of you tell me what we fear? Failure. Gaurahari said failure. Anyone else? I'm sorry, criticism, you said? Criticism. Yes. Anyone else? Why do we lack confidence? What do we fear? What holds us back? I'm sorry that you have to think. Sorry. Envy holds us back. Yes. Lack of faith may hold us back. Luis, what holds us back when we go out in Sankirtan, for instance? Fear to be exposed. Yes. Yeah, there may be obstacles may come into our way that we just can't handle. They overwhelm us. Lethargy. Yes, we just. Yes.
The fear that's not the right thing we are doing.
The fear that maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. It's not the right thing which I'm doing. Yeah, this could be a lack of faith also. Yes, Anala. Yes, wonderful. Krishna's plan may be different from what my plan is, and then boom. I think let us say the common thing of all these things which you mentioned very rightly, very, you are with the subject, I'm thanking you very much, is we are afraid of failure, because then we might be criticized. Then it might show up that our plan was not the right one. There was another plan. We are very afraid of failure. I mean, and its consequences. Failure and its consequences. But I'm taking this point now from Keshava Maharaj. I have been taking a few points from him on this subject. If you want to be confident, according to this verse, you have to change your paradigm. Arjuna was told there can be no failure if you act according to my plan. In other words, you act as an instrument, as my instrument. Then there can be no failure. Let us look a little bit on this subject. I have said this many times now, but I want to repeat it here because it's so helpful. It helped me to make a major decision in my life. If I'm thinking everything is in my control, when there is a failure in my life, I become so despondent. I become so disempowered. I become so dejected, and so on. But if I think, if I know, not just theoretically, but practically, things are moving under Krishna's control, or like Prabhupada says here, the whole world is moving according to the plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then I'm not so disturbed when there is failure. I'm not so afraid, because I understand, yeah, Krishna had another plan, no problem. Or let us say when there is a challenge in my life, some project that I feel is bigger than my own capabilities are. If I think everything is dependent on my own capabilities, then I might be totally stressed out or in total anxiety about my life. If I understand, well, Krishna's plan is there. Everything works under the Lord. So he is a good Lord. He wants good things for me to happen. Then when there is a challenge, I say, let me try and give my best and let me see what Krishna arranges for me. When I'm successful, which many times it is when you have this confidence in Krishna, then we are happy. And when it's not successful, okay, it was not meant to happen this time. Maybe Krishna wants it to happen another time. This, my dear devotees, this understanding that let me be an instrument in Krishna's plan, let me surrender to Krishna's plan, will make you a happy devotee and a confident devotee, because it's not up to you. I remember when I was a young boy, I told you I was not a good boy, I was a wild boy. I would visit my grandfather regularly, I still remember. And my grandfather would take every morning a morning walk. My whole family is a walking family. So he would walk, even though he was very, very old. He got my son, my father, who's his son, very late. His first wife had died, and he was so sad that he was not thinking he would marry again, but then there were reasons why it was good for him to marry. So he was really old, but he was walking every morning, and I would like to to walk with him. So we went out of the garden. We closed the gate in the garden, and we were on the street. And immediately I pulled my hand out of my grandfather's hand, big hand, and started to run around and climb trees and be very active. But the moment the dog came, I went back to my grandfather and put my hand back in his hand and waited until the dog had passed. My grandfather would always laugh and laugh and laugh. He thought this was the most funny thing in life. And even when I was big, he would tell me, you would always tell me, I can do it alone. you only needed to see a dog far away, and you came back and took shelter. So I have learned from my grandfather. He was a good man. He knew many things. He trained me in many things. I have learned from my grandfather that, yes, you can do better when you are under the shelter. So when we can be in the shelter of Krishna, then we are very confident to face the challenges of life, because we don't have to be afraid of failure any longer. So I just wanted to say this. It's 9:00. Many more things to say on this. Maybe when I come back, I give part two and part three. But for now, I want to leave it with this. Thank you very much for listening. If you do have any questions, this would be very kind of you to ask your questions. Then we can go a little deeper into the subject, if you so desire. Good. Anyone has a question? Ananga Manjari has a question, and we have a microphone for you. Please just wait.
Thank you very much for this very important topic. It's very good to have healthy confidence. I was just wondering, because we see even the history, there are many, many great personalities that had a lot of confidence, but actually was not that much good for society or whatever.
It was not good for society, you mean?
Yeah, like
yes, good. I just, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I'm thinking of Srila Prabhupada, he was on the boat and he had a personal with Krishna,
his
heart, and this made his confidence even bigger.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if just to have confidence is enough, or we should really see if it's Krishna's desire,
balance
confidence, because if you are hurting others by being so confidential, this is really
wonderful question. Thank you, Ananga Manjari. Yeah, the point of confidence in Krishna consciousness is confidence in Krishna, really. And the confidence that he is there, and he will help you. It's not like the artificial confidence, you know, where you can go to seminars where your confidence is built up. You can do it, you will do it, and some psychological counsel is there. I'm not saying everything is wrong. There are many good things out there. But they will try to bring your confidence up by telling you how you can do it, and they give you many examples of people in the past who were so low in confidence, and then they tried this and that, and it worked. But in Krishna consciousness, we say, no, you are a tiny little jiva, but if you are an instrument in Krishna's service, then many things are possible. No? It's only possible to go beyond your limitations and to answer a challenge if you are connected with Krishna, not if you just have blown up the balloon of your false ego. That is very good. I want to suggest something for devotees to... Ananga Manjari made another point. For Prabhupada, it was easy to have confidence in Krishna, she made the point, because after all, he saw Krishna, and Krishna massaged his heart when he had a heart attack on the boat. Do you know, Ananga Manjari, what she remembers, that Prabhupada told one very confidential friend of him, his Bhagatji also in Vrindavan, that when he had his heart attack while going overseas, by going to America, at that time he passed out, but he saw that Krishna had come and he massaged his heart. And so he had a lot of confidence, just like I had confidence when I was with my grandfather. You know, he's so strong, so big. He was so big, he wouldn't fit through the door. He was a giant, and so on. So yes, so no problem for to be confident when his protection is there. And this is the confidence of a devotee. My dear devotees, I would say I would suggest to you a fallback exercise. Do you know this sometimes we have done during seminars? I have not personally done it. Once in England I did it. There is this fallback exercise. You're blindfolded. And there is someone, your partner B, you know, who is standing behind you, and you are told to just fall back. And then he catches you before you hit the ground. Do you know this exercise? Have you done? No? We can do. But maybe not now, but you go back like this, and then partner B has to catch you when you fall back. And sometimes some partner Bs are really strong, so they wait to the last minute and you go like, ah! and then they catch you. So I think I would suggest to you in your mind to make a little fallback exercise. Look back in your own life. And if you reflect, you will see Krishna was there. Krishna was there when you took your body. He, according to the Paramatma, we are directed to a particular parents, and he was there. And he was there. He brought you in contact with the devotees, and he gave you the tiny little bit of intelligence, which said, "Wow, this is good. This is important. This is a genuine path of self-realization." Any one of you, look back in your life. There were very important moments in your life where definitely Krishna was in control. Definitely Krishna was in control. So, I could tell you, I have not the strongest body, so I was a few times in the hospital in my life, and Prabhus and Matajis, I remember being in difficult situations in the hospital, and I even saw the smiling face of Krishna at that time, and he just brought me through. Twice I can remember, were very, very difficult times for me, and I actually knew it was Krishna who brought me through these difficulties. So you can understand your life, we said this earlier in the context of Vritasura, by looking backwards and looking at these incidences and identifying the incidences where you can say Krishna was there. I think every one of us has some memories, no? Govindaram? Yeah. Yeah. So you can understand your life when you move backwards and understand, wow, Krishna was there. And then you can do the fall forward exercise. This is the other direction. You can move forward with confidence. Krishna has brought me so far, he will not drop me now. So first the fall back exercise. Remember, Krishna caught me then. And then the fall forward exercise. And move with enthusiasm forward. How does this sound, Ananga Madhuri? Yes. Yes, Banu Nandini. I see we have a microphone.
Thank you so much. You mentioned how Krishna encouraged Arjuna because Krishna told him, fight. I've already actually arranged the battle, which has become an instrument. And I've seen that in my personal example. I do quite good when I'm told what to do by an authority, or when I'm clear that something is desired. It could be a preaching program, it could be anything like this, but I struggle when I come to the point of innovating something myself, because putting something out there into the world which was not seen before, and, or which doesn't come directly from an authority or Krishna. So how do we then find the confidence, because we feel deep in our heart we should do it. But then sometimes we also, when we talk to others, they may be telling us, oh, I don't know, and tell us even discouraging things.
Yeah.
So how do we then believe in ourselves and what we are receiving, so to say, in our hearts to do?
I'm thinking. I'm just building. Taking a few quotations together. See, the whole point of confidence in spiritual life is based on Krishna. No, it's different than in material life where you have self-confidence. And so you must know if in spiritual life when you are doing something that this will be pleasing to Krishna. And the question now is, how do we know something is pleasing to Krishna? How do we know that something is Krishna's plan? We can't often talk directly to Krishna and get direct answers. We can stand before the altar and we can pray, and now a flower falls from the deity. Now, what does this mean? What does Krishna say? This is flower language. In one of Srila Prabhupada's purports, he says, if you want to know Krishna's plan, you have to ask the spiritual master. That is the way he answers this question. In another section of Srila Prabhupada's books, I read yesterday in this very nice compilation from Madhavananda, this, not compilation, this Krishna Katamrita Bindu, no? He says, in spiritual circles, we will only say something that is there in the Shastras, that comes from Krishna or the Rishis, the great saints. And then only when we base our action on this, or if we talk, he says, to do something according to one's own opinion is not good. To say something, just, I think it is like this, in spiritual circles is never accepted. You always have to give a quotation from the Shastra that this is there. For instance, I'm talking on confidence, and my basis is, I think you have seen this, the verse from the Gita. Know that Krishna says, fight it, get up, rise, therefore, and you can do it if you become an instrument in my plan. So that is the confidence. So to find out Krishna's plan, I always suggest devotees, if you want to act on the spiritual platform, read daily the Bhagavatam, become educated in what is Krishna's perspective. Even the spiritual master, many times when he advises you, like I saw this in Prabhupada's life, he will advise you according to the scriptures and what previous saintly people have done. So if you have a lot of information, then to draw from Shastra, examples from saints and so on, then there is always a little interpretation. You always have to understand things and then do things according to your understanding. But it's an educated thing. You act from an educated level. Therefore, my dear devotees, please read. Otherwise, you will be left to your own opinions, your own thoughts, which are not always sufficient in order to act on a spiritual level of Krishna consciousness. But there's always this little way that I really feel this should be done. Let me try and then see what is the response, what comes out. You always have to take a little risk. There, even if you hear from your guru, if you hear from the scriptures, the guru will also say to you, and the scriptures, leave a little place for the individual soul to try specific things, and then look what is the response. And what type of intelligence you have with the response. You should not immediately drop it when there is a failure. Sometimes Krishna wants to see that you go through the failure, but then you will get also the intelligence, so on. Anyways, my dear devotees, if you want to build your confidence, don't always stay at home. Don't always do the other thing. Yesterday we talked, there was a very nice devotee from a devotee family. The whole family was there. This young devotee now says, I want to go out into the world, and I now heard enough, and I want to now go out and try things out. And the young devotee came to me with the whole family was there. I mean, not two sisters and the father and every... What do you think, Sachinandan Swami? And I think, in my humble opinion, you have now learned, you have been in Gurukul, you know the life, and you are a good devotee. There is you must go out. You must get to know yourself in relationship to Krishna. Yes, if you want to study this or that, which you later want to offer to Krishna, you must do it. It is important for you. And I said just one thing I would recommend to you. Have some little security, because then you move forward with confidence. And I want to say, repeat to you what I said then. There was when I was young, Gaurahari knows, we traveled together. I am always very curious. So I wanted to learn mountain climbing in 4 hours. I had no more time for this. So I had a friend of Krishna, Matthias, who was a free climber. Free climber, they go without any security, and they're amazing. He was, in fact, Germany's best free climber. Matthias was his name. And I said, Matthias, I know it's foolish. And I was already thinking, Gaurahari, you know, Gaurahari, we have to climb. And I was thinking, Gaurahari would say, it's Maya Guru Maharaj. So, what to do? I thought, Krishna's universal form, let me climb a little, just to know what it is. 3 hours, 4 hours, finished, then I'm finished with the experience. So Matthias said, okay, what do you know about climbing? I said, nothing. I can climb trees. I mean, I climbed trees, but now I'm a Swami. I don't do this any longer. Okay. Okay, we can go this route, but I have to have you on the rope. Because if you slip or something, then I still can catch the Swami. And then I got afraid. Oh no, is it so dangerous? Come on, you said you want to climb mountains. Now don't. Gaurahari, you were not there on that part. You were there for the first part when it was secure, and then you decided, let me stay back and chant. So then we went climbing, and Matthias had me on the rope. I didn't fall, I didn't slip, but what I felt when I had the rope, I felt a lot of confidence, and I did things which I would not have done without the rope, you know, because you know when I fall, Matthias has me on his rope. No, Matthias will not fall. Matthias is Germany's best climber. No, it was, he knew this route, when someone slips and the other is there, who knows how to secure, it's called den anderen sichern in German, to secure the other person, there can be no accident. So in our lives, we need to sometimes move forward, but we need to have a rope. That rope is like any rope, has many strands. Ein Seil besteht aus mehreren Fäden, die so zusammengeflochten sind. I think it needs Vaishnava contact with good Vaishnavas who are there for us. It needs some understanding of the scriptures, some spiritual maturity, and then you do it. Like for instance, Sankirtan, it is a risky activity to go out. Many things could happen that we don't even want to think about, and so on. But you are with other devotees. You are following the order of Krishna. Krishna, I don't recommend for you to do mountain climbing, because you are not a wild boy or a wild girl. Most of you are not so so extreme. So it may not be necessary for you to do that. Yes, so this is the rope. When you have a rope, you can do many things. When the rope is cut, then even small things you are afraid of. No? Good. So I'm thinking, by the way, I'm trying to give examples. It was not so dangerous. I wouldn't do that. Free climbing, I never did. That is absolutely for madmen, in my opinion. But it was, you know, a nature walk, which was a little challenging. So there was a rope because I didn't know anything. I'm just trying to give an example that can be good for you, your understanding, security. I thank you very, very much. And what to do now? We need to make plans for the next festival. Sangha Mela is coming. If the world is not still the same way it is, which I think it will be, you know. You think Har Chalam is there? Correct. This is the 40th year of Srila Prabhupada, of Lord Narsingadev coming here. If you have time, I hear they are preparing for 800 guests. If you want to see something amazing and you are interested in the Berlin Temple, Gokrishna has a photo of Jamashtami 2022 in Berlin. There was a queue. How many meters you would? 100 meters maybe? Or that's 70 meters maybe. 70 meters long queue for people who wanted to come and see Lord Jagannath. Somehow Krishna, in all this, you know, whatever is happening in the world, Krishna is very merciful to the devotees. Therefore, they can be confident and they don't need to be afraid of COVID or of World War this or of World War. I don't know if anyone talks about, you know, European or what is it, Ukrainian war. You don't need to be afraid of the benzene prices which are rising. Krishna will give you. Just stay with Krishna. Stay with Krishna. Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Shri Radha Kanaya Lala Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Go Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol.